You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, once again, we are with community solution strategist and professional speaker, Desley Cowley, to provide information on how to get all stakeholders to work better together en route to building a community. Desley, always great to have you with us on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be here.
And as always, thanks for your time. So for starters today, how can business and community better collaborate for potential mutual benefit?
Eric, really finding funds and resources and knowing how to easily and comfortably ask for what you want and get it is a highly valuable skill, whether you're a shopping center or retail marketing manager or a not-for-profit organization. It's really what makes the difference between a great event and an exceptional event or activity. A better quality partner will want to be involved. And building a profile and getting the word out about your proposal or offer is essential to creating a great brand that others want to be aligned with. So, Eric, what I suggest people do is promote what they do and how they do it, build confidence, and be seen as a team who work well together, a team that others want to be a part of.
Makes sense. So how can one develop a business case that will attract greater support and more attention?
Really, it's all about developing a great prospectus. A starting point with a range of options is a talking point for more. Being flexible and willing to do what it takes to work together means that you'll be open to alternative proposals to the one you may be presenting to a potential partner. And this is the real secret. You'll increase the number of organisations or businesses willing to partner with you if they know you're willing to negotiate. Flexibility and willingness to collaborate opens the doors to a whole range of new options that could lead to opportunities you hadn't even thought of. Great preparation and advanced planning before you approach your next prospect will make a huge difference to your capacity to engage and entice others to capture your vision and enthusiasm.
Also, how should one approach in creating a positive experience to better inspire and engage corporate or philanthropic supporters?
Whether you're a shopping center or retail marketing manager or a not-for-profit organization, deliver on what you promise. Give value. Delivering on your promise is a commitment from all parties to actually do what they said they would do. Smart organizations don't make excuses, they make it happen. Doing what you say you will do helps build credibility and trust between you and your partners. Recognize the strengths and weaknesses of your own team. Allocate tasks and delegate appropriately. Identify the shortfalls where you have gaps and find someone to fill them. Have a backup plan. And most importantly, Eric, acknowledge the contribution of all stakeholders, corporates, volunteers, everyone, whether they are cash or in-kind contributors.
Super information in all regards. Today we are joined by, once again, Desley Cowley, owner of Spruker Hire, an innovative and unique national talent directory designed specifically to help retailers and shopping centers find quality short-term retail talent here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Desley, do you have any examples of successful partnerships?
Sure, Eric. I've got an eclectic mix of examples to demonstrate the capacity of real collaboration. I was a member of the initial steering committee comprising of government representatives, an employment and training agency, and an Indigenous organisation to negotiate capital and operational funding and a lease to develop and open a new concept retail training centre at one of the shopping centres I was working in. This project required collaboration and open dialogue through some difficult challenges between the five diverse business and not-for-profit organisations involved, each with equally diverse outcome objectives. At the same centre, we won a prestigious community marketing award by facilitating the development and implementation of a youth protocol initiative to manage youth behaviour in the centre rather than shifting the problem into the community. This project involved collaboration between police, youth organisations, private and government schools, the shopping centre owners and the community, and included workshops, establishment of youth and adult committees for the initial development and continuing management of the protocol, which lasted for around about 2 or 3 years. It was a great project. And finally, on another project, my team and I also worked with government agencies, retailers and other partners to facilitate the implementation of a sustainability initiative, which positioned the property as the most environmentally conscious in the region at the time, and we won the very first Industry Environmental Excellence Award in that year.
Quite impressive, and certainly appreciate your sharing how we can have successful partnerships in all regards, and also congratulations goes out to you on that award. Well, well done. How can you and Spruker Hire be of help?
Eric, I've developed a community builder program that helps communities work better together. It's a flexible strategy that can be tweaked to suit the needs of stakeholders, and it is designed to strengthen foundations by working with the entire community to ensure that all stakeholders feel valued and achieve and exceed the outcomes they're all seeking from collaborating and working together. There is incredible power in connecting with your strong community spirit. I offer keynote presentations, half and full day workshops, and implementation on the topic of building community and getting all stakeholders to work together. For communities and not-for-profits, I have a session called Three Big Secrets Smart Not-for-Profits Know that help them attract the best corporate partners with confidence, and for retailers and shopping centres, how to build a vibrant, profitable retail community.
Well, Desley, certainly do appreciate your breaking this down. Very helpful and always great to have you. You always provide super information for the listener. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listener today?
Yes, Eric. Again, it doesn't matter whether you're a shopping center, a retail marketing manager, or a not-for-profit organization. Working on these priorities, you'll achieve a far better result for your efforts. Strategy and objectives. What are you trying to achieve? Partnership satisfaction. What will your partners get out of it? Your contribution to community. How will the community benefit? And funding sources. How are you going to fund it? Cash, in-kind, donations? And what are the deliverables, e.g. attendees, profit support? How will you measure success? It does become a cliche, Eric, I know, but it truly is about working smarter, not harder.
And it certainly does make the difference when you can do that. Thanks so much. Now, Desley, where can listeners get more information about Spruker Hire and how could they be in touch?
Absolutely. They can connect with me on LinkedIn, or they can check out my website at www.sprukerhire.com, or email me at desley.cowley@sprukerhire.com, or I'm happy to receive a phone call, 0419 817 973.
Desley, always great to have you on the show, and thanks for your time, and once again, continued success, and I do look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a good one.
Thanks, Eric, and thanks for having me.
And always our pleasure. We've been speaking with, once again, Desley Cowley, owner of Spruker Hire, an innovative and unique national talent directory designed specifically to help retailers and shopping centers find quality short-term retail talent. And for more information, simply visit SprukerHire.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.